Just going to be a quick share today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Kavua Derabanan, the Baalei Chaim Shenes Arvu case. Again, I'm not going to cover all the details because it gets very, very tedious, but just an overview. We mentioned the Gemara already yesterday and the day before that if, let's say, Shara Niskol or something gets mixed into the other animals that you plan to bring for a carbon, so the halacha is that they're all aser. Because the animals are Baal Chai, it's not batal, and therefore you can't use any of them. And if you're going to take one of these animals, so it's like you're taking from the kavua, because it's not batal. So therefore, now l'chayr we mentioned this. So l'chayr, why should this be kavua? When you take from one of the animals, why should this be called kavua? So either the pshat is, the emes is, there's nothing to do with kavua. There's absolutely nothing to do with kavua. The chacham just called it kavua because pireshin. Well, it's this din that is loy bottle, that's one thing. And when you talk about the pireish, when you talk about taking one of the pieces away, so certain examples of pireish will be mutter. Sometimes we're going to make a gzeira, that's going to be really the bulk of today's shir, what we're going to talk about. But in those cases where the gzeira doesn't apply, so pireish is mutter, so that's what it means that they gave it a din kavua.
In what case?
Or the pshat is, huh?
What cases have they?
You had a Baalei Chaim that got mixed together, and one was a Shara Niskol, got mixed in with other, so it was loy batal. So we called, the Gemara calls this Kavua. So we're trying to understand why should this be called Kavua. Or you could say that the Vart of Kavua means anytime you don't have Bittul. So over here you don't have Bittul, so therefore it's Kavua. Now, in a tur, you have bittul, so this can't be kavua deiraisa. But hayoyis that midrabanan you don't have bittul, so therefore you have kavua deirabanan. So you can't take from the taruvis. But it says also that. Then it says, so let's say you don't take, if you, let's say, throw something, the Gemara says, Nechbashinu Nidinaydi, cause one of the animals to run away from the Kviyus, to be Piresh, and then that will be Piresh, it will be okay. So the Gemara says, even though generally Piresh is Mutter, but you're not going to be able to have that also because Gzeir Hashem Yikach Min HaKavua. Even if the animal is Piresh, you're still not going to be allowed to have it because Hashem Yikach Min HaKavua. So the obvious question is, what is this new thing of Hashem Yikach Min HaKavua? Every other time the din of Kavua appeared in Shas, besides for this Gemara and Zvachim, the Teisha Chanuyos and the nine piles of matzah, and all the times that we were saying the din of kavua, so we said that if you go to the kvius, so then it's aser, and pireish you go basarayv. So Akum over here we're saying that even pireish is aser. It's a whole new din to this din of kavua, and even pireish is going to be aser. So obviously this. Not always is Piresh going to be Aser. We have to understand why in this case is Piresh Aser. So you have basically two general answers to this question in the Rishonim, and the more specifically it kind of branches out into more detailed oifanim and how to learn exactly the answer. But Bechlalis, the Rosh says in the name of the Ri, so you have the Ri and the Rosh, learn that the chiluk is that it depends what kind of kavua are we talking about. in the case of a regular kavua, a classic kavua, when you have teisha chanuyas and you know which store is the not kosher store, so then Masha Pirish is muta. You go basarayv. There's no need to make exer shamiyikach mina kavua. What the guy's going to go take from the kavua? He's going to go into which store? He's going to go into the treifa store and take? What's wrong if he takes from the kavua? Regular kavua, which is that you know where the iser is, that's classic regular kavua, that you know where the iser is, nikar b'mkaymai. So if you know where the iser is, there's no gzeira shem yikach mina kavua. If he knows where the iser is, he's not going to take from the iser. We're not talking about rishoyim. So when the iser is nikar, there is no concern shem yikach mina kavua. But in this type of a kavua, which is not real kavua, because the iser is not nikar, all the animals are mixed together, here, there's reason to say shem yikach mina kavua. Meaning the person doesn't chap exactly. The animal ran away out of the group, so then he would be allowed to eat the animal. So why can't he just take one of the animals from the pen or whatever it's called where they're kept? Here we're chayshish. So if he goes there and he takes it, so he's going to be taken from the kavua. That's a problem. That's why we said pirish is going to be aser. So that whole gzeir shemikach mina kavua, okay, is only applicable when in the cases of regular of kavua derabanan where the iser is not nikir. Marsheinke in the case of kavua deraisa where the iser is nikir, so we don't say this. The Shach points out that it's not really a vart of kavua deraisa or kavua derabanan, even though that's usually how it's presented. That by kavua deraisa there's no gzeir shemikach mina kavua, but kavua derabanan there is a gzeir shemikach mina kavua. But that's not really the key issue. The key issue is whether or not the Isser is nikir or not. When the Isser is nikir, bimkoimois, then there's no concern shem yikach mina kavua. And when the Isser is not nikir, that's when we're concerned shem yikach mina kavua. So therefore, says the Shach, if you remember we said yesterday, we spoke about Tarovis Chanuyos, when if you don't know which store is selling the treif, so we said it's a big machloikis if that's called kavua, that's called real kavua or not. So the Shach says, even though I hold, the Bach holds, that such a case is called kavua deraisa, because sof, the store is not really mixed together, it's by itself, but in such a case we'd also say gzer shem yikach mina kavua, because the point is not whether or not it's deraisa or derabanan, the point is really whether or not the issur is nikr. That's one mahalach. Huh?
What is derabanan?
No, that's all included in the. That's all included in not being allowed to eat from this taruvus. So even though it was pirish, you still can't.
What should I say? It's possible just to say the main point of the shot.
No, the main point was the shita sari, the rush and the rehold, that. We're trying to figure out when do we make the Gzeir Shem Yikach Mina Kavua. According to the Rosh and the Ri, that is when it's not, when the Isser is not Nikr. That's when we have the Gzeir. When the Isser is Nikr Vim Koimai, then we say Pirish is Yigo Basar Raiv. And when the Isser is not Nikr Vim Koimai, such a kind of Kavua, which usually it's not Kavua, but such a kind of Kavua, that's when we're going to say Shem Yikach Mina Kavua. Okay, the Shach was just a side point.
That means in the case of the stores,
I didn't just say
it's all because it's recognized which one's yasur.
No, of course, in the regular case of the stores, when you know which store sells treif, so that's when we said that pirish is mutter. What happens if it was the case when you didn't know which store was? So we said that's a machloik, is if that's really called kavua or not, if it's kavua deraisa or not. So the Shach's just pointing out that even if you hold this kavua deraisa, you're still going to have a gzeir shemikach mina kavua in that case, because the real point is whether or not the yasur is nikr. And the Rashba says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the only time, this is the way he learns Pshat, is the only time we're going to make the Gzeir Shem Yikach Mina Kavua is when you cause the Prisha. The Gemara was asking, Nech Mishinu Dininaydi, you should cause the Prisha, should cause one of them to run away, and then it'll be mutter because called the parish mimuka parish. The Gemara said, no, In such a case, we're going to make a gzeir shem yikach mina kavua. Meaning, when are we going to make the gzeir if you cause the pirish? But if it's pirish memela, it's going to be mutter. So even in the case where we're talking about kavua derabanan, where the yisr is not nikavim kaima, you have a davar chashav that's nisarif, and it's loy bottle. If it's pirish, it's going to be mutter. If it's pirish memela, if you cause the pirish, that's where. So it's a much more lenient way of learning. So the Mechaber learns this way. Mechaber learns like the Rashba, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that is, if it's Pirish Memela, it's going to be okay.
Why?
And the Shach quotes the Rosh.
Why? If it's Pirish Memela, why is it?
Because it's Pirish, it's Mutter. The Gemara only had a problem. We're just trying to figure out why the Gemara is saying. The question is the other way around. The question is, why is it Aser? Normally, Pirish is mutter. We have a right to go Basar right. The question is, why, in which type of cases were the Chachamim concerned? Shem Yikach Mina Kavua. So, the Rosh and the Ri said, in a case of when it's not Nikr. And the Rajba says, only in a case where you cause the Prisha, but if it appears from Mela, it's going to be okay, even in the case where it's not Nikr. Even whichever way you learn, it's only going to be usher in such kind of a case. It's only going to be usher. At least it's the way we paskin. It's only going to be usher after you became aware of the tarubis. Remember, we had before. We said there was a discussion whether or not we say kavua l'mafreya. That was a machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Ran. But in this example, we paskin that it's only going to be usher after you found out that there was isser mixed into the. But if something was pirish, not even by itself, if you went and you took one of these pieces from the taruvas before you became aware that there's isser mixed in here, so whatever you took koidim shenoida hataruvas, whatever you took before you found out that isser was mixed in here, that's going to be okay. You had roif. And it's only afterwards where we say that it's going to be aser. It's aser to take from it, and even if it's spirits, we say shem yikach mina kavua.
This is no machlokes.
There actually, technically, there is a machlokes. There is a machlokes with Shoinim, the Das Ri. The machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh, the Das Ri. The Ri that was strict and said anytime it's not nikir, it's going to be aser. What does he hold Koidim Shenoida? If it was taken Koidim Shenoida. But we paskin like the Rosh that Koidim Shenoida is going to be okay. Zafal P that the Rosh is Machmir Bechlolus, that he paskins like Ri, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But in the way he learns Ri, he has a more lenient way of learning Ri. So therefore we have that Lamaisa, if it's Koidim Shenoida, whatever was taken before, it's going to be okay. We don't make Xera, something was taken before or after. It's an interesting chumrah that's brought down over here. In Shulchan Aruch, it's taken from the Rashba that it says that even the chaticha she'enim ruin l'skabed is also going to be aser. So mikra din the chaticha she'enim ruin l'skabed is really bottle. We said that if it's a chaticha ruin l'skabed, it's a loy bottle. So that's what we're saying. You can't take from the taruvas, and even if it's pirish, sometimes we'll make a zeir shem yikach mina kavua. Okay, akoponim after you find out that the iser got mixed in. Koidim, if you took whatever you took koidim, you found out that this guy didn't, that's going to be all right. But afterwards, it's going to be a problem. So he says over here that this applies even afilu chatichash, not meikaradin, the chatichash ainu liskabit is bottle. It says, lamaisa, afilu chatichash ainu liskabit, we should be machmir. Shein hakol bekiyim bezeh, v'yitu bein liskabit, shein ainu liskabit. To make a chumrah that even ainu liskabit is going to be aser to take. So, Okay, I understand the gzeira. You make it's a gzeira. Ain't a royal skabed, ot a royal skabed. Apple being a royal skabed by itself is only nisid rabbanon. But I guess you could, in some fashion, understand it as one big gzeira. But the question is that, I mean, it's not. It doesn't fit into what we learned up until now. Up until now, we were learning that taruvis of yavish b'yavish. Unless it's roi l'skabed. So what is this that he's saying now, that even if it's ain roi l'skabed, you should also be? Does that like wipe away whatever we learned till now? Like that was all meikar adin, and now he's teaching us a chumrah that none of that applies. Siman kuf tes is gone. So that doesn't sit well, really. It's impossible. I mean, obviously, siman kuf tes is still applicable. So what's the beer I love? So Shach says, quotes the Bach, that the difference is, this is a chumrah that applies in the butcher store. Till we were talking about what happens in the house. When it happens in the house, I guess maybe it doesn't happen so often. Maybe people are more careful. It's not so busy. It's not so hectic. So whatever exactly the bir adavar is, but what happens in the house and happens by each person by himself, then we say that in the roilus kavod it's bottled and you can eat it. It's not a problem, and only the roilus kavod is a problem. Shaking over here, when it happens in the butcher store, I don't know if we could even see so much. What does he say? The high new time kivon shat haroilus v'makulin hu sherabim koinim misham karv adavar litois. Oh, he says since there's the whole concern is that you're going to mix up between the din of royal skabed and royal skabed. So when it's on a more of a public level, so then we're concerned for this confusion. But when it happens on an individual level, we're not concerned for this confusion. Okay, that's the chiluk. So kuftes applies b'bayis, and this siman kuf yotzev hey applies in the mekumen. The Taz says the chiluk, it's the same din. The bais and the mekulin, he doesn't like this chiluk. He says, adarabba, when there's more people around, there's more people to correct you and make sure that you don't get mixed up. Derech klal, that's what we assume. It's less of a problem when there's more people around. Sorry. So what's the... I should have started so late. So what's the... So what's the chilek? So we mentioned this yesterday. If you have the same animal, if you have from the same animal, some of it's roi l'skabed and some of it ain't. This case that we're talking about here is that you shechted an animal, turned out to be treifa, and its meat got mixed up with the other meat in the butcher store. That's what we're talking about in Sif Hei. So that means that some of the meat is roi l'skabed, some steaks got mixed up with the kosher steaks, and some of the other parts of the animal that's not so chashiv got mixed up with the other kinds of meats. So you want to be matir that all the other kind of meats should be okay. So that's problematic, because you can't aser half the behemah and be matir half the behemah. But we said that if it's not roi l'skabed, it's going to be okay. That means if there's no roi l'skabed from that animal anymore, as far as you're concerned, then it's going to be mutter. The Shach doesn't agree to this yisoid. It was besides for the question of what's the explanation, how do we zet zayin this chumra, but there's a machlekes in din, in other words, taka, what's the halacha if you have from the same animal roi l'skabed and ein roi l'skabed? Lamazogam ba'bayis. Okay? Let's say not in the mekulin, in the bayis. What happens if you have from the same animal? It's because if it happens... So could we be matter the ainaroy l'skabed? So the Taz says no. Because from this animal we for sure have roi l'skabed, parts that are roi l'skabed. So you can't be matter the ainaroy l'skabed. And the Shach, and it's a Kesah, the Pre-Chadosh agrees to this, they say no. You can be matter the ainaroy l'skabed. I think you were, like you said, we're not saying half the animal's kosher and half the animal's not kosher. The whole animal was treif, some of it was bottle, some of it was not bottle, so it's not a problem. I want wanted to say a couple of more points, but we'll just mention one quickly, because I miscalculated the time. And at least that would cover the main parts. The Rama quotes. So the main thing that we learned today was when we have this gzeira of Shamei Yikach Min HaKavua, the Machlokes in the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. There are more ways to learn Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. You're going to see it in the Taz and the Shach. But the basic way is the way the Mechaber learns Pshat, the Rajba's way, that Pirish Memela is Mutter, and the Ri is Machmer anytime it's not Nikr. That's the main thing. That's the main point that we learned today. And Koidim Shanoida, we paskin like the Rosh, Koidim Shanoida, even in the case that it's not Nikr, it's going to be okay. And the last point that the Rama mentions is when we say that whatever is Pirish from the group is a problem, in cases that it's a problem, let's say, Lachar Shanoida, if it's you cause the Prisha, or any time that it's not Nikr, right? So in these cases, it's what happens if you cause the whole kviyas, you break apart the whole kviyas. So the Rama quotes in the name of his shver and his rebbe, Reb Shalom Shachna, that if you break apart the whole kviyas, so then it's going to be, then it's not, then there's no more gzeir shem yikich min hakavua. But over here already you have two ways where you could break apart the whole kviyas. You could, the whole herd could move in a knufya, in a group, the whole could move out of the wherever the shayla came up, the barn that was holding them, and just start walking, move away. And while it's moving, so it's not the kviyas, it's in transit. So then the kviyas is nisbatel that way, or it could be nisbatel in the sense that it all disperses. Okay, so in a case that it all disperses, it's certainly, so some learn that when we say that it's not a problem, if you break apart the kviyas, it has to disperse. But if the whole thing is moving together, but knufya, then you didn't really break apart the kviyas. And some want to learn that even if the whole thing moves together, you still, that's called, it's no longer bikviyas. So therefore, it wouldn't be welcome. The only thing is, you still wouldn't be able to take bimatir, one of these animals that are moving. Why? Because even if you're going to be matir, even if you want to assume that there's no kviyas anymore, but since all the animals are here, so the isser is for sure in this group. So the only thing what would help us if the group is walking together. So they go out of the barn and they start walking, and then you get one to move out of the group, then you can be matter that one. It would be in the barn and you get one, and they'd be standing together in the barn and you get one to move out. That would be the gzeira. The makhdisli, that would be the gzeira of Shemi Kachmina Kavua. You wouldn't be allowed to have that animal, because we would be worried that you're going to take from the kviyas. But where there is no kviyas, because all the animals are walking, so you can't take from one of those of a technical side reason, because the isser is for sure in this group. But if one moves away, so then you can assume that that's not the isser. And instead of aser, but elamad, usually we would aser that one that walked away, because shem yikach min hakavua. But here we're not going to aser that, because there is no really kavua. The kavua was ready in his battle. So that's the... And there's a question, could you actually cause this, l'chadchila? Could you cause all the animals to move? So to cause one to move away, that you can't. Even if you do it, you're not going to be allowed to have it, because Shem Yikach Min HaKavua. And if the whole kviyas moves away, so the Rama quotes this after that it's okay. If it disperses, or even if it goes as a group, if at least one goes away while they're moving. Can you cause the whole group? Can you somehow cause the prisha from the whole group to be mevatel the kviyas, cause them all to walk, be mevatel the kviyas, and then cause that one should, you know, leave that group so could you cause, now if they're taka moving, you could probably cause one to leave, because once there's no kviyas anymore, there's no gzer shem yikach min hakavua. If there's no kviyas, there's no kavua, there's no gzer shem yikach min hakavua, right? So once they're taka walking, you could do whatever you want. can you cause the prisha lechatchila, or do we make a gzeira in such a kind of case? Do we say that if we're going to allow you to break apart the kvios, so then you're going to come to take, you know, directly from the kvios? So that's already a further question. If we're going to allow you machlekes shachataz, we're going to allow you to break apart the kvios lechatchila. But certainly, if the kvios breaks apart completely, if they all start walking, then you can get one of these. You can cause one of these animals to somehow leave the group, and then you could be matter that animal. But whether or not you could cause the whole group to move, that's not so. That's a question.